Hello everyone, story time at Pegging Paradise. This story is called The First Time. My inspiration for this story actually came from a man who related this experience to me. I was on Adult Friend Finder, and he and I started up an email conversation, and in several emails, which kind of drew it out really erotically and nicely, he told me this story about something that happened to him. And I wrote it up, I don't know, shoot, a year and a half or 2 years later, and I sent him a copy of it since I still had his email. And he just said one thing. He said, "You listen very well." So wherever he is, if he's listening, I hope you enjoy this, and thank you so much for the inspiration. And this is told from a male first-person point of view. Here we go. The first time. Wiping the dust off my face, I looked around. Smooth, luxurious built-in cabinets all along one wall in a mouth-watering rich mahogany. Gorgeous, if I did say so myself. I was finally finished and quite happy with what I had created. As an expert cabinet builder, my specialty was high-end jobs for wealthy customers who wanted what they wanted. This job was about as high-end as they came. Now, after 3 weeks of hard work, it was time to pack up and head on home. But home to what? My insides clenched a bit. There wasn't much to be happy about at home. 2 weeks had passed since my wife Cindy had left me. Home now felt scattered and painful, with holes not only inside me, but everywhere I looked in our house, everywhere her belongings had been. We'd had 4 years together, and I thought they were good years. Apparently her experience had been different. Her sudden announcement that she was leaving came as a complete shock. The following day after that announcement, I arrived home to find her gone. It felt like a strike at the very roots of me. I didn't get it. The only way it made sense was if she had been screwing around and fell in love, I figured. At this point, it didn't matter. What was done, what the fuck. She was gone and wouldn't even answer her phone when I called, so I stopped calling. Now I had the overwhelming task of starting over at 45. Wonderful. For the last 2 weeks, I had spent my days trying to silence the voices in my head that were telling me all the things I should have done, because those voices were all about regrets. I completely immersed myself in my work to shut out the pain. No cabinets had ever been sanded with more concentration or put together more carefully. As a result, this job was spotless. At least I had that to be thankful for. As I put the last few tools away, my customer came into the room. For the 100th time, I wondered what Lonnie Cook's story was. She lived alone in this enormous, lavish house. Lonnie had skin the color of an iced mocha, a wide smile with straight white teeth, waist-length straight black hair, and green eyes. I was pretty sure she was Hawaiian, from her first name and her looks, but also because there was Hawaiian furniture and art everywhere. I had glimpsed a four-poster bed made of Hawaiian koa wood in her bedroom. Quite a nice piece. If there was one thing I knew, it was woods. Lonnie was older than me, I could tell, but her years looked good on her. Not just good, actually, great. Her body was curvy in all the right places, and she walked with a confidence that said she knew every man she met was looking at those places. I sure was. Professionalism had prevented me from treating her as anything more than my customer, though she'd been friendly and actually worn some skimpy outfits this week with the summer heat. I stole looks at her here and there, but every time I looked, it brought back thoughts of Cindy, so I stopped. Now, I just wanted to load my tools in my truck, get my check, and leave. Looking at Lonnie was somehow too complicated. I just wanted to get home and have a beer or six to forget about everything for a while. "Brian Davis, look at this. This is gorgeous. Are you finished? It looks like you are." She walked up to my cabinets and ran her slender fingers sensually along the wood, mesmerizing me for a moment. "Yes, ma'am, all done." I smiled at her delight. I was proud of my work. "This is really exceptional. Exactly what I had envisioned. The color works so well in this room." I had to agree. I smiled in response, nodding my head, not sure what to say. She walked up and down the walls of lustrous wood, touching places here and there, looking more and more pleased. "Thank you, Brian. Your work is outstanding. I love this." She gestured at the cabinets, then smiled and looked at me for a long moment. I nodded my head again in acknowledgement and murmured my thanks, not meeting her eyes. "Well, I believe I owe you one more check, so let me get that." I watched her walk to the doorway, hips swinging, her flared, short, copper-colored skirt with each step of her gold, strappy high heels. Her orange tank top hugged her significant breasts, which swayed like her hair as she walked. "Yep, time to go home." She paused at the doorway and turned around. "So, Brian, do you have time to have a beer with me and celebrate? I'd love it if you could. You so deserve it." After a brief hesitation, I replied, "Sure. Just let me load these tools into my truck and I'll be right back." "Perfect. I'll be in the kitchen." "Dangerous territory here, Brian. Too soon, buddy. Too soon." I told the voice inside me to shut up and stopped a moment to take stock of the situation and myself. My 6-foot frame was in great shape from the physical nature of my work. I still had all my hair, thick dark brown curls with a little bit of gray at the temples, and my blue eyes and smile still got looks occasionally. I wasn't so bad. But to think that Lonnie wanted more than just to share a beer with me was pure fantasy, anyway. "Just go in, have a beer with your nice, sexy client," I told myself. "Is that so hard? Besides, it's good business." I wiped the dust off myself as best I could and changed into the spare clean T-shirt I always kept in my truck. Then I locked everything up and headed back into the house. She was at the kitchen counter signing my check, which she handed to me. I thanked her, placed it in my wallet, and stood there awkwardly. She grabbed a couple of empty mugs from the freezer and handed them to me. She took 2 beers out of the fridge, handed me one, and we poured them, still standing. "Here's to you, Brian, and a fantastic job." She raised her mug towards me. I actually blushed and mumbled my thanks, clinking mugs and taking a long drink of the blessedly cold beer. I followed it a tad too quickly with another couple of swallows, and yet another. Lonnie tilted her head as she looked at me. "It's been a tough couple of weeks." I gave her a tight, apologetic smile. "I see. Well, Mr. Davis, follow me. Have a seat and tell me all about it while you drink that beer. I got nothing but time, honey." She put on a southern accent with the last few words, and we both laughed, me kind of nervously. She walked into the living room and sank down at one end of the black leather couch. I took the other. "I didn't want to talk about Cindy. I really didn't. But part of me did. I hadn't actually told the story to anyone beyond the bare details, so it was still a raw place inside me. My guy friends didn't want to hear about my raw place, nor would I have shared it with them. It was counter to the guy code. You just didn't talk about shit like that. My female friends were conspicuous by their absence, and I was beginning to suspect they all sided with Cindy. That hurt, too. Now here I was, sitting next to someone who actually wanted to hear my story. That raw place wanted out, wanted to be heard. So I talked. Lonnie kept getting up and bringing back more beer for me. She would ask me questions occasionally. I lost track of how many beers I drank as I told her my story. Told her how Cindy and I had met and fallen in love. How wrong I turned out to be in thinking our relationship was going well. How confused and hurt I was that she could just walk away. And how angry I was that she wouldn't even explain why. All of this poured out of me pretty easily with the social lubrication of alcohol. Lonnie listened to everything with this sweet look of care and concern on her face. A look I hadn't seen on Cindy's in a long time, I realized abruptly. With that, suddenly, my tears were unbearably close to the surface. They were fighting to get out. I was definitely winning, until Lonnie saw my inner battle, scooted close, and put her arms around me in a very caring kind of gesture, murmuring, "Oh, Brian." Then I totally lost it. Feeling like a fool, in the arms of a woman I hardly knew, I was crying like a kid. Jesus. I'm not sure how long I let the tears flow with my head on Lonnie's shoulder. "Just let it out," she whispered, stroking my hair as she held me. I came to my senses as the tears subsided and gently disengaged from her embrace, scooting back in an attempt to reestablish some distance between us on the couch. Oh, crap, what had I done? Time to salvage the shreds of our professional relationship, if possible. "Wow, I'm sorry, Mrs. Cook. I kind of lost it there. I've had a tough time lately. That was crazy. I'm really sorry. I should be going now." I trailed off, Vigorously wiping my tears with the sleeve of my t-shirt, I started to stand up. She reached out and held my arm, keeping me on the couch. Nonsense. First of all, it's Miss Cook. Her smile was kind and playful. Secondly, you have nothing to apologize for. You've been through a lot of pain, and you finally let some of it out. Good for you. And lastly, you've had way too many beers to be driving, Mr. Davis. Looks like you are stuck with me for a while. There was that smile again. She laughed softly, deep in her throat. Okay, wow. That was a mood changer, that sexy laugh. I took a deep breath and let it out slowly, trying to find a way to get comfortable with this exquisitely awkward situation. I noticed that my chest felt a little looser, interestingly enough. Letting out some of the pain I'd been holding so tightly inside for the last 2 weeks had freed up some space inside me. Then it was time for another realization. That space was rapidly being filled with the craving I'd kept tucked away for the ravishing Miss Cook. All those days of stealing glimpses of her magnificent tits, her shapely legs, and that awesome ass had definitely registered in me somewhere despite my efforts. Actually, I knew exactly where it had registered, and that part of me was not listening when I told it to calm down. I don't know what I was thinking. Well, obviously thinking wasn't part of the picture at that point. I never would have done it without the beers. But part of me had been looking at Lonnie's full, luscious lips while she was talking, and I wondered what it would be like to kiss them. All inhibitions apparently long since gone, I merged reality and fantasy. I leaned in and just kissed her, simple as that. She met my kiss quite willingly, which thrilled me. Turning my fantasy into reality so quickly was honestly a little startling, but I rolled with it. We continued kissing softly for a while, just touching our lips together, over and over. Then our tongues joined in the play, as if we'd both received a cue. Those first kisses with her were incredibly delicious. They completely took the lid off my desire for this intoxicating woman. A desire so powerful, it took me aback. I hadn't felt that intensity in a very long time. Here was a woman who obviously wanted me. It had been a long time since I felt that, too. The edges of those thoughts started to percolate in my head amidst memories of Cindy, offering realizations that I immediately abandoned any attempt to understand. Not now. Not with Lonnie in my arms. I pulled her to me and kissed her more firmly. Again, she met me. I was amazed. Then she raised the bar, tweaking my nipple through my t-shirt. I let out a soft moan. I kissed her unhurriedly, taking the time to enjoy all the sensations of our bodies touching. Lonnie's hair was so silky, and my fingers played with it as our tongues got to know each other. Both of her hands were now on my chest, pinching my nipples, and jolts of pleasure went straight to the growing bulge in my crotch. I gasped and shifted, trying to find more room in my jeans for my hard cock. Finally, I reached underneath her shirt, stroked the soft skin of her back, and unhooked her bra. I pulled up her shirt and cupped her freed breasts in my hands, felt their weight, delighted in their softness. Lonnie's nipples were large and hard with her excitement. I squeezed them, flicked them lightly, and rolled them between my fingers. I sucked on them and caressed them with my lips and tongue. She squirmed, whimpering her pleasure, and then whispered, "Yes," just in case I had any doubts whether she was enjoying my attentions. I pushed her back on the couch and ran my fingers all along her smooth tan legs, tracing circles on the insides of her thighs, inching gradually up toward the hem of her skirt. Her legs parted slightly as I began to lift her skirt. When a woman parts her legs for me, there is something so primal and heady and arousing about that movement. I feel like I'm being invited into her secret sex castle that I know is the source of mind-blowing pleasure. And I don't even have to fight the dragon to get there. She opened the door for me. So like any man with half a brain, even if there was not much blood flow to it at the moment, I walked into the castle and lifted her skirt. Oh my God, no panties. And the most beautiful pussy I had ever laid eyes on. Her dark hair was just long enough to frame pouty lips that peeked shyly out from behind her curls. I pushed her legs a little further apart and just stared. Jesus, you are beautiful. Mmm, was her only reply. I ran my fingers slightly over the curls, teasing it away from her lips, shining with wetness. Then I forgot everything else and dove in. I had to taste her, had to feel her writhe against my tongue. She moaned and grabbed my hair in her fingers, moving against me with her need. I slid two fingers into her slick cunt and did my best to find her G-spot, rubbing it rhythmically. Once in a while, she would push me away and breathe weight. Then she'd pull my tongue back to her clit, and it seemed she ramped up a notch every time she took one of those little breaks. I felt her clit get more swollen and hard, and the world turned into my tongue and her clit. Nothing else existed. Eventually, there was nowhere to ramp up to. She was there. She breathed little gasps, oh, oh, and then groaned loudly as her pussy clenched my fingers over and over with her spasms. I tasted her tangy wetness and continued to softly lick her until she stopped moving. We lay there on the couch for a bit, my head on her thigh, Lonnie still breathing hard. After a while, she twisted under me, firmly pushed me off her, stood up, and grabbed the front of my shirt, along with some of my chest hair underneath it. She hauled me to my feet, wincing.
"Well, Mr. Davis, aren't you a surprise? I had a feeling," she purred. Then Lonnie half-dragged me into the master bathroom and pretty much threw me into the shower, turning on the hot water and telling me to scrub myself good. She promised she would be waiting when I was clean. My cock was still hard as I soaped myself up, dreaming what I would do to her stunning body next. She was so voluptuous and seductive. To look at her, Lonnie shouted out sexuality, loudly. And that was all I was listening to at that point, a gorgeous, compliant woman who I was going to fuck silly. But Lonnie had other ideas, and compliance wasn't part of her plan. I scrubbed the sweat and dust off in record time, dried off, and combed my damp curls back with my fingers. I wrapped a towel around my waist, which did a bad job of hiding my erection, but I felt weird about walking into the bedroom stark naked. I don't know why. Lonnie was laying on her side on the king-size bed when I entered the room, and I could see her sumptuous round ass. Her coffee skin and waves of shiny dark hair were stunning against the burgundy velvet bedspread. Her only adornment was a white lace G-string. The kind that have that impossibly erotic little triangle right at the top of her butt crack. I'm lucky I didn't come right then and there.
"You won't be needing that, Mr. Davis," she said languidly and pointed to my towel.
"Whatever you say, Miss Cook." I smiled, snatched it off and threw it to the floor, my cock waving hello as I walked to the bed.
I stood at the foot of the bed, taking in the vision before me. I could see her looking me up and down as well, checking me out. So I held out my arms and turned around in a slow circle to give her the full tour. Lonnie laughed with delight and crooked her finger, inviting me to join her. I climbed onto the bed and started to push her on her back and lie on top of her. She slid out from under me and turned the tables.
"My turn," she stated simply, as she pushed me down on the bed instead.
Wasting no time, she kneeled between my legs and proceeded to give me the most amazing head. I mean, at that point, I was so hot that even a bad blowjob would have felt good. But this woman knew what to do with a cock, that was for sure. Lonnie held and caressed my balls in one hand while her hot, wet mouth and her other hand were doing a number on my cock. She rubbed underneath my balls slowly and worked her way towards my ass. When she touched my anus, I jumped with a quiver of pleasure. What the hell? She massaged my tight hole lazily with one finger and I groaned. It felt good and was completely new territory for me. She sat back on her feet and made a show of grabbing a bottle of lube from the bedstand. Then she moved back between my legs and coated one of her fingers as I watched. She held her finger up.
"Yes?" she purred in question.
Yes, I wasn't even sure I wanted what she was offering, but Lonnie was hard to say no to. I was excited and so turned on by something new, something forbidden, and her. Jesus, she was sexy.
She took my cock in her mouth again and very, very slowly slid her finger in my ass. Oh my God, this was a whole new world of pleasure. I was completely blown away by the sensation of her finger. She stopped blowing me and began slowly working her finger in and out, watching my reaction. "Yes, Mr. Davis?" she asked again. "Oh, shit, yes," I replied breathlessly. Lonnie, it turns out, knew what to do with asses as well as cocks. There was a spot in my ass that when her finger touched it felt incredible. She gradually worked in a second finger, and all I knew at that point was I wanted more. Abruptly, she turned me over and pulled me up on my knees, and then continued stroking her fingers in and out of my ass, much to my delight. This all felt so strange, yet this was definitely a good kind of strange, no doubt about it. I abandoned all pretense of shyness and reached back, pulled my ass cheeks apart, and pushed back against her fingers. She laughed wickedly. "We like that, do we, Mr. Davis?" Then her fingers were gone, and I was left twitching with pleasure. My sole focus was my craving to be filled up again. She got off the bed. "Don't move." Her words were firm, and I had no desire to disobey. I would have done anything she wanted at that point. Anything. Well, that thought was about to be tested. Lonnie returned with a black leather strap-on harness, which she buckled in place, gestured to the dildo attached, and said, "If you liked my fingers, you're going to love this." The purple cock attached looked about the size of my own equipment, actually. I really did think about saying no for just a moment, but I was thinking with my little head. No help there. I wondered how something that size would feel up my ass, and I was sure that I was about to find out. Then, without a word, restraints appeared from the posts of that beautiful koa bed, and she quickly secured my wrists and ankles with leather cuffs. What the? My wrists were pulled up toward the top of the bed, and my legs were pulled apart, with my ass still in the air. Once again, I could have said no. I could have protested. But everything Lonnie had done to me so far had felt incredible. In light of that, it was difficult, if not impossible, to summon any resistance. This was all so damn kinky, this ass stuff, and so hot. Before I knew what her plan was, Lonnie quickly grabbed a wooden paddle out of the bedstand drawer and slapped my ass with it. It stung like hell, and I yelped, "Hey!" I started to move away from her as far as my restraints would allow, but then she sunk two fingers back in my ass, slowly, pushing deep. I gasped and reversed direction, leaning back into her fingers, wanting them badly. Another slap with the paddle, followed by her fingers thrusting inside my ass. A slow, teasing pattern was established. Slap, fingers, slap, and fingers. For fuck's sake, I didn't know whether to run away or propose. Eventually, she began to ease a third finger inside me, and I felt my ass stretching deliciously. At that point, I was definitely leaning toward the proposal. The surprising, erotic combination of pleasure and pain, as she worked me over, frankly astonished me. In some far corner of my mind, a small part that was still working. Sexually, I'd never felt anything like it. My ass cheeks were on fire from the paddle. Her fingers felt so good inside me that I could have screamed. And my cock was hard as a rock, dripping and wanting attention desperately. Still, I was much relieved when she put down the paddle and stroked her fingers gently over my hot, sore cheeks, kissing them with her lips. I was breathing hard. My ass was alive with contradictory sensations. The combination was somehow synergistic, producing a sensory thrill that was exquisite. I was so excited I wasn't sure what to do with myself. Laughing inwardly, I realized that I wasn't actually able to do anything, tied up like I was. All I really wanted was to beg Lonnie to fuck me, but the words wouldn't come out of my mouth. For the moment, I was speechless, but I didn't have to wait long. At last, Lonnie positioned herself behind me. I felt the head of her dildo against my ass. I wanted it inside me so badly, but was a little afraid it would hurt. That fear left me when I realized that Lonnie was going to let me set the pace. of what, in essence, was losing the virginity of my own ass. Go slow, Brian. Push back when you are ready. She held steady behind me, her hands on my hips, as I inched back experimentally. The beers definitely helped here because I was pretty relaxed. Still, it took a bit of time before the head cleared my tight sphincter, producing a sensation of exquisite pleasure, as well as relief. When I finally got to that point, the next sensation of Lonnie sliding that purple cock full length into me was pure heaven. The dildo was rubbing against that magic spot in my ass, delivering waves of hardcore bliss to my cock. Also, just the whole idea that I was getting fucked instead of doing the fucking was doing a number on my head. A number I kind of liked. Tied up, unable to move, I felt vulnerable and at her mercy. What surprised me was that I enjoyed those feelings. A part of me definitely found this incredibly hot. Like my hot ass cheeks, still throbbing and tingling from her paddle, yet ready for more. Lonnie's tits rested against my back as she laid motionless, buried deep inside me. She softly kissed the back of my neck, giving my ass time to adjust. Her kisses felt so sweet and tender after the paddling that I wasn't sure what to do with the incongruous feelings it evoked in me. I filed them away for the time being. After a while, I grew impatient with her stillness, wanting to feel that pleasure spot in my ass again, so I pushed back against her dildo. Apparently that's the sign she'd been waiting for. She started slowly stroking in and out. Too slowly. I wanted more. Harder. Faster. She knew that, and withheld it, teasing. Her fingers stroked my back as she fucked me leisurely. Okay, at that point, I was well on my way to being her bitch. I was sticking my ass in the air, pushing back towards her as far as my restraints would let me reach. My entire body posture and my movements were all asking Lonnie to fuck me. I was reaching for it, totally. I actually started whimpering, felt a momentary shock at the wantonness of the sounds I was making, and then I didn't care. Please, I gasped in desperation. Please what? Her deep, soft voice breathed in my ear. She slid all the way inside me and then tortured me with stillness again. Her fingers found my nipples and pinched them as she lightly bit the back of my neck. I writhed underneath her. Please, please, fuck me. My voice was tight with desire and need. Those words were not easy to say. Yet after they came out of my mouth, I certainly got my reward. I'd love to, Mr. Davis. Again, that velvet voice, almost a growl this time. She thrust harder into me, testing my limits. I don't think I had any left at that point. She began pushing into my ass with greater intensity, setting a delicious rhythm that started to spread the sensations over a wider area somehow. A throbbing pleasure was spreading throughout my pelvis, and my cock felt harder than it had ever been. I began to moan with every thrust, and I couldn't have stopped making noise if I wanted to. I didn't want to. Lonnie paused to add more lube, and the cool slickness kicked up my pleasure a notch, which I would have bet a large sum of money wasn't possible. She moved on top of me a little, so that she was fucking down into my ass, and that was the magic spot. Her dildo was driving right against the spot that was so blissfully thrilling. I'd heard about prostate stimulation and had thought it was a load of crap. Obviously, I needed to rethink that idea. I desperately wanted to grab my cock, but my hands weren't going anywhere thanks to those leather cuffs. So Lonnie continued her rhythmic assault of my butt, and I just got lost in the sensations. Whereas before, my whole world was my mouth and Lonnie's sweet pussy, now my whole world had become Lonnie's purple dildo sliding in and out of my happy ass over and over again. I felt the head of it bump against that spot each time, and the waves of pleasure continued. This was a new type of pleasure I'd never felt before, somehow deeper and less specific than the pleasure my cock felt when it was in my hand or a pussy. But I was hooked by the eroticism of it. I was wide open in more ways than one, more vulnerable than I'd ever felt sexually, and it felt hot. In this moment, at least, it was a good deal more exciting than fucking, being fucked. Imagine that. Whether it was the novelty of ass play, the thrill of a new woman, or the kinky bondage, I had no idea. But I was looking forward to exploring all of this again, real soon. In fact, over and over again until I discovered the answer. Tied up, I found I could relax and feel every stroke and every touch without feeling the need to run the fuck. I was definitely not in control here. Lonnie had made that perfectly clear. She was playing me like a puppet, and I had happily handed her all of my strings. Talk about a fucking expert puppeteer. Lonnie was amazing. In and out. In and out. Oh God, this was sweet, sweet torture. I felt so close to coming, like I was going to explode. I jerked my wrists reflexively with the urge to grab my dripping, throbbing cock and finish myself. I groaned in frustration. Lonnie laughed and paused in her strokes. She pressed her body against mine and whispered in my ear, "Do you want to come, Mr. Davis? Does that gorgeous cock of yours need some special attention?" "Please, yes, I want to come." There was only a slight whimper in my voice. I was actually proud of that, as well as my ability to form the words and speak them. She pinched my nipples, producing yet another moan from me. She flicked them while she pushed deeper into my ass. I felt the need to come so urgently at that point. I truly would have done anything she wanted, as long as it somehow resulted in an orgasm for me. Wouldn't have taken much at all. She could have untied my wrists and just let me rub my cock against the bed, her hands, my hands, or her breasts, against anything. I knew I just needed a little friction to kick me over the edge. That's all it would take. My cock throbbed painfully as I waited for what was next. Looking back, that was when I really crossed the line to being Lonnie's bitch. She had me in the palm of her kinky hand in that moment, consumed by lust and need, ready to do exactly as she asked. Pulling gently out of my ass, Lonnie untied my wrists and my ankles. Then she lay back on the bed. "Okay, Brian, I want you to climb up here and put this back where I know you want it, honey." She held her dildo at a 90-degree angle to her body and beckoned me with her other hand. In a daze, I mounted her, sliding it back inside my ass with a groan. She was right. I still wanted it there. Then she took my hand and put it on my cock. It pulsed underneath my grip. "Now, I want you to fuck yourself and come all over my tits, Mr. Davis." A lascivious smile crossed those lovely lips. I was facing her with a prime view of her breasts. My ass felt filled and throbbed along with my cock. My hand clenched my dick, and I realized that with two or three quick strokes I would come. The pressure of my approaching orgasm was extreme. At last, I was going to get to come, and now I didn't want it to happen too quickly. How's that for twisted? Beneath me lay lovely Lonnie, asking me to come all over her beautiful tits. Holding my cock tight, I started moving my body up and down, kind of fascinated with the sensation of fucking myself. Took a bit to get the rhythm just right. This was a movement I wasn't used to. Lonnie and I locked eyes in the moment that followed, when I'd begun to fuck myself in earnest, when I'd found that spot inside me that gave me such exquisite sensations. She was playing with her breasts, pushing them together and flicking her nipples as she looked right at me. I couldn't wait any longer, and I started stroking myself. I tried to notice everything about that moment, because I knew I'd be jerking off thinking about it for maybe the rest of my life. I felt my balls draw up tight and my orgasm approach like a freight train, absolutely no stopping it. Lonnie joined in the rhythm by thrusting her hips up at precisely the right moment in a couple of strokes, driving the dildo deep inside me. That did it. I slammed my ass down hard and fast against her as I started to come. Spasms took over my body. I shot cum all over Lonnie's tits just as she asked, and my orgasm showed no sign of slowing. I'd never come so much in my life, or so hard. I'd never made so much noise, either. Profanity and exclamations and religious references all came out of my mouth without me being too aware of any of it. The power of it blew me away. Over and over I shot my load until at last my spasms stopped. I sat there trembling, my whole body tingling. Lonnie lay underneath me smiling, her breasts covered in cum. I began to rub it over her breast, gently massaging it into her soft skin. She grabbed one of my hands and licked my fingers, drawing each into her mouth to taste my cum. Then she took the other hand and put it up to my mouth, offering the same. This was a night of firsts for me, so I thought, what the hell, why not? I licked my own cum off my fingers and found it strangely satisfying to be sampling the end result of all that passion. Lifting myself off Lonnie carefully, I laid down next to her. My ass was a little sore, and I could tell I'd be feeling the after effect for a few days. Lonnie got up, took off her harness, and left it in the bathroom sink to attend to later. She came back to bed, and I welcomed her into my arms. "So, Mr. Davis, do tell. How was your first time?" She murmured the question quietly as her head lay on my shoulder. I laughed softly. "Well, I will let you know when I find the words to express it, Miss Cook. Right now, I do believe my brain is still trying to recover from a temporary but significant lack of circulation." We both laughed. "But I was wondering if perhaps you needed any more cabinets built." I hope you enjoyed this story. I had a really fun time writing it. It was really quite exciting story to have that man tell me and flesh out the details and present it to you. So there you are. Happy pegging, everyone.